Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Continue to check it out. Continue to use it as you have been, and I appreciate that very much, and thank you for that. We got some good stuff there, I think, that'll help you out, and including the archives and the articles, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which many of you are doing, and you're finding it, and you're using it, and I'm so happy about that. Let me introduce you to our new friend, Bob Kuska, is with us, ladies and gentlemen, K-U-S-T-K-A, if you want to like to Google him and check him out. Bob is he's a former executive, HR executive, with the Gillette Company, a company that that's been very close to my face for decades now, and I've used their products for a long time. He's not with them anymore because he has his own company called Fusion Factor, and he's the guy who's going to help us understand how to identify and beat back this, what he says is something that's inside of us, and that's this thing called a procrastinator. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Well, it's great to be here.
You're pretty excited about it, aren't you, Bob?
Well, you know what? This is one of the real passions in my life, Jim, is helping people in business get better at what they do.
Exactly. It's a great thing to do because they're so worthy, aren't they, Bob?
Absolutely.
They're so lovable and huggable. You know, I like what you say about the procrastinator inside of all of us. I'm not as bad a procrastinator as I used to be. I think maybe, I'm not going to say that the procrastinator inside of me has given up, but I think he's decided that he's just going to have to peacefully coexist with me and not try to win, because I have had to fight that battle.
Mm-hmm. But you're successful at what you do, Jim, right?
Well, that's what they tell me.
Well, you know, you wouldn't have got there if you didn't fight that battle to some degree, because you've got to get organized in how you run things. You know, we all are procrastinators to a little bit degree, but we just have to manage it.
What is that? What is it about that? Why do we even have procrastination? Why does it exist?
Well, it's different for everybody. For some of us, we put things off because we're afraid to do them.
Yeah.
For some of us, we put things off because we just don't like doing them. I mean, do you want to go out and, you know, do the garden, or do you
right.
want to sit back and, you know, have a cold beer? For some of us, we don't do things because we don't know where to start. And this happens in business a lot. Your boss gives you something, you look at it, and you say, oh, my God, where do I start with that thing?
And you need information.
Yeah. And for some of us, they just don't seem to be important. So we let them pile up on our desk, the little things that become big things.
So there's a lot of reasons. We could be unorganized. We could be uneducated about it, about an issue. We could just need one piece of information to help us get started. Or we might just be lazy.
And that factors in, too.
Yeah.
And if you're lazy, you need to figure out a system that's going to get your butt in gear.
Yeah. All right. So, and you have that system, don't you, Bob?
Well, I think I do. I've helped a lot of people with this, Jim.
Now, you've been, as an HR executive for decades, many of them with the Gillette Company. By the way, the Track 2 was my favorite of all the razors.
Well,
I used the Track 2 for 30 years, probably.
Yeah. It was launched in 1973. You're still using it?
You know what? Until about 6 months ago, I actually did use it the same. In fact, I've only had two of those in all those years. They last a long time. But anyway, that's another story.
Okay.
Good company. I just wanted to thank you for whatever part you played in giving me the Track 2. but seriously, as you look around you, how much of a toll on productivity, how much have companies that you've been around been held back by procrastination?
Oh, it's a huge toll, and it's getting worse. People don't get things done, and they turn into problems. I tell people you need to be ready, be what I call an informed opportunist. When the boss comes rushing into your office and says, I need that now, you shouldn't panic because you've been already all prepared to have these things in front of you. Now, the impact on business is when people don't get things done, it takes twice as long, it costs twice as much, and we pass that cost on to the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is for small businesses, see, we don't always have We don't always have a boss as such who was giving us a deadline. Mm-hmm. We are the boss, and even though we have customers who are demanding things that we have to deliver for them, even though we have employees who, you know, a lot of times it feels like we work for them, a lot of the things that happen in our small businesses are things that we need to do to grow our business, to get a little bit better, for the overall business to get better, to have the vision for something and to take the next step. And a lot of times for small business owners, I don't think it's laziness. I think it's some of the things that you said, and I like that you said it, because when you talked about needing one more piece of information that we don't have, or not knowing where to start, or not being organized. I think those are the three big procrastinator generators for small business owners.
And it's even more impactful for the small business owner, Jim, because they're wearing all the hats, right? They're
most
doing
of them,
marketing.
Exactly.
They're doing the selling, if they're manufacturing, they have to do all those things. And if they spend too much time on what I call the lower value-added activities, so for instance, I should be out selling my business as an entrepreneur. And if I'm spending time on paperwork, that's probably not time spent quite as well. So I need to find a way to get that paperwork done effectively.
What I've tried to do in my business and encourage other people to do is make sure that you don't do anything that somebody who works for you can do. If anybody else can do it, and it's not something that, you know, like managing cash flow, which I think all of us ought to do ourselves, it, you know, try to get that done. And you have what you call the 5 D's that I
Absolutely.
Think will help people deal with this. Go ahead and give us the first one.
Well, and you just hit on one of the D's, but I'll get to that in number three.
Yep, yep.
The first one is when you touch a piece of information, you need to make a decision. I'm going to do something with it. And here's where the procrastination comes in. People look at something, they touch a piece of data, and they put it down and say, well, I'll get back to that later.
Right.
So then they end up doing it twice or three or four times. The second thing is, once you make a decision, here's the four next D's I want you to consider. You've made a decision, you're going to do it right now. If you've got something that's going to take you less than 2 minutes to do, get it off your plate and get on with it.
It feels good, doesn't it? I mean,
you know,
that's,
people
that's
like to
the
check
thing,
the box.
That's the thing that I think people ought to think about. As much as procrastination is as seductive as it is, it just remember when you have the tendency to procrastinate, remember how good it felt to get something done effectively and properly and efficiently and get it off your desk. You need to remember how that felt before you procrastinate next time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, think about a time when you did something at home. You cleaned out the garage or that junk drawer in your kitchen. And at the end of the day, you said, hey, why didn't I do that before?
Exactly. Hey, Bob, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our new friend, Bob Kustka. And he is the president of the Fusion Factor. And he's got 5 D's. We've already done one of them. Decide. The other four are coming up right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you look so good.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to be old friend, Bob Kustka. And Bob is the president of the Fusion Factor and the author of the 5 D's, which is what we're talking about right now. Bob, give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
I'm on www.thefusionfactor.com, Jim.
What do we find when we get there?
You will find information about my workshops, about my seminars, and about one of my programs, which we're talking about today, which is called Right Here, Right Now.
All right. Now, Bob, you know that it's all about me. You know,
absolutely.
When I go to your website, it's all about me. So when I go there, what will I find about that will benefit me?
Well, let's talk about the 5 D's, Jim.
So can I find out more about the 5 D's on your website?
Absolutely.
Okay, good deal. Now, the first one is decide. And that's what I like what you said. And I really want to encourage you folks to think about that. When you pick something up, realize that if you don't put it to bed, if you don't deal with it, you're going to have to deal with it again. When are you going to have time to do that? Probably not. You probably won't have. All right, what's the second one?
Well, the second one is do it right here, right now. And here's what I want you to think about. When I was a kid, I had a teacher once tell me that if you memorize a word and say it 10 times to yourself, it'll become yours forever when we're doing vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? There was a certain scientific fact to what she was telling me, and that is the neural openings in your brain open up when you repeat things to yourself. So here's what I want you to do. The next time you look at something you don't want to do, there's a slip on your desk that says, call Jim right now, and you're delaying, you're procrastinating, I want you to say to yourself, do it right here, mm-hmm. right now. Open up those neural endings and you'll find that you get more things done.
I like that. All right, what's next?
The third thing is designate it. If you look at it, you say, oh, I can't do that right now. I don't have enough time. Then I want you to make an appointment with yourself. Put it in your calendar. There's something about writing something down, Jim, that makes people get it done. So I see this note, I got to call Jim, and I can't do it right now because I got too much going on and I'm on this show. Well, I'm going to put an appointment in my book for Friday at 3 o'clock to call Jim.
You know, I've learned another little trick. Whenever you make a date to call someone, to have a conference call with someone, I've learned how to say, will you call me?
Uh-huh.
And that way, I put it on my calendar, and I've got it there. But sometimes there have been a few times when the phone rang, and it was my appointment. And I hadn't, I got in the middle of something, I got tied up, or I got focused on something and was engrossed in something else, and I'd forgotten to call. If it had been up to me, I would have forgotten to call at that moment. You know, I might have been 4 or 5 minutes late. So here comes the phone call. There's something magical about saying, will you call me?
That's a good technique, Jim. It's a very good technique.
Well, it just puts it off on someone else, and of course, you know, they can push back and say, oh no, I know that trick, you call me.
Yeah, but that kind of lends right into the fourth D, Jim, because the fourth D is give it to somebody else, delegate it.
That's a magical, that may be the most powerful management tool on the planet. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you know what? People don't use it because people tend to take too much on for themselves.
Well, you know, why don't you?
Why is
because
that?
Because I'm so good. I'm so smart. I mean, who else could do it like me?
That's right. Nobody could do it better than me. Especially, I find that a lot with small business owners because they're bright, energetic, enthusiastic
perfectionists.
Entrepreneurs, and they say, well, I'm going to get it done.
They're perfectionists, Bob.
Yeah.
And what I tell them is don't seek perfection. It's not possible. Seek excellence.
Here's the other thing about delegating. You can find people out there that don't even work for you that you can delegate to.
Wow.
You get somebody, or you're on a committee with somebody, and you say, hey, you know, I can't do this. Could you do this for me? And you'll find that people will take things on that you would never even have imagined.
So part of being a procrastinator, about avoiding being a procrastinator, is to get other people to help you.
That's right. It makes you think about what your other resources are.
Now, that's pretty slick if you can go to a church meeting and get somebody to mow your yard, Bob. That's amazing. I'm impressed that you can do that. I'd never have the gall to do that, but I can see where you might. But seriously, as a manager, when I learned how to delegate, my world changed.
Yeah, and, you know, people are out there just waiting for you to give them things, Jim. You know, especially your subordinates. You know, when you show more confidence in them, not only will you get more done, but they'll feel better about it as well.
Here's another thing I found, Bob. Even though I know if I give a project to an employee who's never done it before, and I've been doing it for 10 years, there's no way they're going to do it the first time as good as me. But mm-hmm. maybe I don't have time to do all of it. Maybe I just have time to manage their work. See, that's the thing managers do, isn't it?
That's
we
right.
realize we don't have to do everything, just manage the work.
But here's one of the challenges, especially for the perfectionist that you mentioned earlier, Jim.
Yeah, that's me.
You have to be willing to let people try it and maybe not even succeed their first time.
And fail. It's okay to fail. Yeah. All right, what's the next one?
The last one is after you designated, delegated, do it, the last one for all you pack rats out there is to dump it.
Oh, now you're getting too close you're getting too close now, Bob. Because I'm a pack rat.
Well, you know what? Get a lot of email, Jim.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one of the things I tell people. Let's use email just as an example.
30 seconds.
People get email into the inbox and they leave it all there. hundreds of emails. Mm-hmm. When they go to look for it, they can't find it.
Yeah.
And that's ineffective. So if you don't need it, get rid of it. Delete it.
Or at least put it somewhere where it's not in your way and you can find it.
That's right.
Yeah, those mailboxes, those different mailboxes that you can put up are pretty handy. Hey, Bob, give us that website again, please.
It's www.thefusionfactor.com.
Thefusionfactor.com. Hey, Bob, will you come back another day?
I will, Jim.
Well, I enjoyed having you here. Good job, and we'll do it next time.
Thanks for having me.
Bob Kuska, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Quick break, right back with our good friend Ken Lebo. We're going to talk about some unusual marketing techniques right after these messages. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.